appointment.
Let's call the meeting in order.
Store.
Present.
Biscotti. Clemmons.
Here.
Clifford.
Here.
McGuire.
Here.
Rizal.
Here.
Court.
Present. Need approval of the agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Any corrections or any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Need approval of the minutes for April 5th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion, any correction?
I wondered how the heck we got a second by somebody, or first or a motion or a second by somebody other than McGuire and myself last month.
You were still asleep.
I was your second.
No, I'm just making up.
It wasn't Brad, I know that.
That's your fault.
It's always my fault, I don't get it.
Move to approve.
Okay, it's been moved and second already.
Both.
Was there a correction? I'm sorry, you said something about a spelling thing.
Oh, yeah, there was, but I think it's not in the minutes, it's in one of these things here.
Oh, okay, not in
the minutes. Emulsicoat was misspelled.
Oh.
Oh, yes, I saw that too. I didn't prepare that report.
Oh, it never, yeah, it is spelled wrong.
I saw that too.
Okay, all in favor of the minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Public participation.
We have had a public.
Mr. Izzy?
I'm not calling him public.
Any communication?
No. I'll bring it up at the time when we discuss the project.
Okay, then. Need approval of the county, township, and motor fuel tax claim for April 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Okay, now we'll go into the county engineer's report.
The first item, we have a petition from Danny Sage, Ransom Township, for the replacement of a culvert between sections 15 and 24. Estimated at $27,500. So there is a petition and a resolution appropriating the funds. There's also a map there that shows the location of the culvert at 2700 and 1600, basically right at the corner on the east side of 1800 E.
Actually, I think it's on the west side.
On the west side, yeah, you're right, of 1800 E.
They gonna make that bigger?
Not the size, the length, yes. But the culvert is a little bit bigger, but not substantially, no.
You said that you had other information too.
Yeah, usually you guys, before we go into discussion, make a motion.
Oh,
yeah.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and second.
So, Mr. Storr sent me an email asking about why we're replacing this culvert. So I got some slides here. This is the actual intersection on GIS. You'll see it's kind of an offset intersection. Coming down from the north, 2700, and it offsets, and then it goes south, and you'll see 1800 E, or coming from the east. So that happened way, way, way back when the surveyors set out everything across the country. There were issues when they basically went from township to township. They made corrections, so we have a lot of these offset type intersections in the county. And here's some pictures that Chris went out and took. This is the southwest corner. See the head wall, and there's a bunch of pipe coming in, and there's some minor amount of riprap and grout there at the mouth of the culvert. And there's a straight piece of guardrail, which isn't in this project as far as us funding, but Danny's gonna put a a radius-type guardrail around that, because there's been a lot of problems with people hitting that guardrail and coming off because of the offset intersection there. And here's another picture, basically, of the same corner.
Now, is that a little bit of erosion on the right there? Because I saw some soil dumped on there.
There's a tremendous amount of water comes
yeah.
through.
Yeah.
I mean,
over the road?
Yeah, it will. Yeah, because it's coming from the north on the other side.
Right.
And yep. it's just.
And there's two, three, four
tiles. It fills the gully and then comes over.
Well, this is where the ditch actually starts.
Right.
And you've got everything coming, and there's
there's ditch.
There's a couple hundred acre drains right through there.
Yeah, it's a sizable drainage area coming through there. And so this is the northwest corner. You can see he riprapped and grouted everything because we were getting a lot of erosion coming down when it was trying to get in that culvert, swirling and doing things like that. And Chris had mentioned that he didn't see any noticeable issues with the culvert. There was no cracks in the road or heaving or any kind of issues that you could see from the top.
If there was a problem with stuff swirling on the north end, you could probably put just a bar there to kind of stop that.
You mean by a bar?
Well, not a bar, but a piece of sheet metal, a wall, to kind of anti vortex wall, yeah.
Well, doesn't look like there's. I mean, he's done a good job of riprapping that slope and grouting it so that erosion doesn't get up into the road. I would assume it was starting to work its way up into the road, so he put the grouted riprap in there to stop that from happening. And that's typically what we do on bridges as well as culverts when we're having a lot of flow issues where the flow is a little bit faster and a little bit more than maybe the culvert can handle from time to time.
But you say it overflows the.
I don't know if it does or not. I don't drive this road on it.
I've seen water cross that intersection before several times.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we are upsizing the culvert a little bit. We're going to a 4x6 box culvert, and obviously with a box culvert, you got smooth edges. You don't have the corrugated metal, which doesn't cause the rippling effect on the inside. We're also lengthening it because he's gonna improve that radius there. He's not gonna straighten out that kink because that would cause buying right away and everything. But he definitely wants to improve that radius, and that culvert was pretty tight to the edge of the roadway, so I would assume there were some issues with people getting down into the bottom of that ditch. And then here's when we went out there yesterday, and I talked to Danny actually specifically, and we had a lot of rain, obviously, so the water coming through there, you see that round circle? That's where the bottom of the culvert is heaved. So it's rusted out, and it's actually sticking up in the bottom of the culvert, the rusted pipe. So you can see it jumping there, trying to get through there. And then he said,
well, you know, it never occurred to me to I'm still recovering from my knee surgery, so I didn't want to kind of.
Typically, and Brad can, and anybody who's been in drainage, the bottom of the culvert rots, basically, from fertilizer and everything else.
Road salt, fertilizer, 9 times out of 10, the rest of the culvert's fine, but the bottom is gone.
Yeah. Mm.
So you won't notice it on the roadway.
Okay.
But it'll start squishing.
It'll start squishing the culvert.
And then and what happens is the water ends up running underneath the culvert.
Then you've got
problems. Then you got stuff that starts, you know, getting eroded away. Then the road will start to settle. So you can't notice it on top, but obviously when you look inside the culvert, there's a noticeable issue with it. He's trying to.
That culvert's shot.
Yeah, he's trying to be ahead of it so that it doesn't fail, basically.
So when you talk about replacing, you talk about replacing the whole tube.
Yes,
with a box culvert. And then the whole culvert.
So that will come out, the whole culvert, and we'll put a 4x6 concrete box culvert in there, which will be good forever. I mean, ever 100 years, let's say. Whereas these galvanized metal culverts, I don't know, maybe you get 20, 30 years out of them right now because of the corrosion. They're doing a better job now with making aluminum culverts, and they're aluminizing their metal culverts, and some of those are better than they used to be.
And you can get a plastic, it's not plastic, but a
PP. Base,
dipped one, and they're supposed to last longer, but it doubles the price of the culvert. I mean, it's sometimes not cost effective.
How long will the road be down?
Oh, yeah, that shouldn't take a couple of days, I wouldn't think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not half the fall.
Depends on who he gets to do it. I would imagine Coker will do it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so he'll get in, pull that out in one day, set the box culvert. It'll probably be gravel over the top of it for a while until he gets there to oil and chip it, but and let it settle out a little bit. But it shouldn't be down for very long, I wouldn't think. So that's the basic issue with that culvert and why he requested to have it replaced.
Thanks for reminding me about the corrosion at the bottom. I'd forgotten about that. I knew that. I should have known that. Should have remembered that.
Need a motion.
We have a motion. We need to vote. Yeah, unless there's more discussion.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next petition is from Hank Lewis. Culvert located in sections 4 and 5, also in poor condition in Raymond Township. Estimated cost is $18,500 to replace that one. Currently it's a pipe arch, similar type of pipe. It's having issues with the bottom. We're putting in a rather substantial box culvert, 4x8x34 feet. Not as long as the one in Rantoul Township. That's why the cost, is less. But I would ask for your approval of that one as well.
So moved.
Second.
Move the second. Open for discussion. Okay, seeing none. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And then Marvin Johnson, Compromise Township, petition for replacing a culvert in sections 25 and 36. Estimated cost of that one is $11,200. The replacement culvert would be a 5x2x35 foot concrete box culvert, replacing an existing box culvert that's a little bit undersized as well as very narrow. That he wants to replace. And that's some of the other issues we get into. A lot of times the road's awfully narrow. We're having problems with the sides eroding, or maybe there's been an accident happen there, and you don't want to try to piece onto a culvert like this. You want to go ahead and put in a new one and widen it so that you don't have those issues in the future.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
I know we have a
motion. We need a motion on
this. Oh, we need a motion. So moved.
Second.
I needed the second.
He's motioned. He's
okay,
second.
I heard.
I moved it.
Yeah, he right moved. In.
You weren't
you
listening.
Moved the last one.
No, I didn't.
He just moved
attention.
It.
Who cares if I did? I could move them all.
Second.
Okay. We got it?
Okay. Open for discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
The next item is a bridge project by Homer on County Road 15. Bids were opened this week on May 8th. The updated resolution was sitting on the table as you came in, along with a copy of the bid tab attached to the back showing the engineer's estimate and the two bidders. We only had two on this one, Deuce and Stark. The bid came in a little bit over the engineer's estimate of $567,000. The bid was $617,000, so about $50,000 over, which is almost 9%, 8.9%. The majority of the overage, if you look into it, is basically concrete. If you add the two concrete numbers, which are items number 17 and items number 18, the total that they were over on those two things comes out to actually be $73,000, and then they were under on a bunch of other stuff. So this is a little bit of a unique structure. We haven't necessarily done one of these before because of the roadway. If we would have put in a standard bridge, the roadway would have had to come up because of the hydraulic capacity of the bridge. and then we would have had to do a lot of road work either way, which would have cost a lot of money. So we designed a closed abutment, which is basically straight up and down walls on a big spread footing down in the earth with a concrete slab on top to reduce the amount the road actually had to come up. It's only got to come up a very, very, like an inch or two now. So I don't know why we didn't get more bidders. I hear there's a lot of bridge work being done throughout the state. Big O, who is one of our typical bridge builders in the county, has been for the last 5 years. I called him and asked him why he hadn't even picked up plans, and he said he was full from IDOT work. So I think IDOT's hitting their bridges pretty hard. I mean, that's the thing right now. The interstate system is that age. All the bridges are getting to the point where they need either major rehab or replacement. So hopefully we don't continue to struggle to get bidders, but on these two projects that we're looking at today, we actually only had
any
two
forecast from Washington regarding new monies coming in for infrastructure?
There's a lot of talk about it.
Well, that's what I'm asking.
Trump and Pelosi sat down and came up with a $2 trillion infrastructure. I don't know where that's gone since then, honestly. I don't know if there's been any movement on the other side with the Republicans to embrace that $2 trillion package they were talking about or not.
And nothing on the state level?
Well, state level, they're actually...
Oh, man, there's so much going on.
Seems to be a lot of stuff going on, but you can't. It's hard to get your arms around it. There's significant amount of, you know, people supporting roads and bridges, but then there's another fraction of the people that say if we're gonna fund roads and bridges, which we should, obviously, we need to have what they're referring to as a vertical package in it for schools and hospitals and everything else that, you know, is built vertically. So what I've heard is that the people who want the vertical stuff to happen, which is probably mostly Chicagoland, I would imagine, because that's where most of the vertical structures are in the state, they're holding their votes on the motor fuel tax increase until they can come up with a way to fund this vertical package. Now, I don't know what that'll be, if that'll be the increased state income tax, it'll be the marijuana tax, it'll be plastic bag tax. There's so many things being thrown around over there, but I think the bottom line is they want to increase motor fuel tax. They've talked about indexing it, which is good, because then you don't have to go back and do it again. If they would have indexed it back in 1990, we would be in pretty good shape right now, because they want to, you know, if they raise it somewhere between 15 and 20 cents, that's where we would be if it was indexed since 1990. So if they do it, and they'll cap the index, I think they were talking about maybe 2% a year.
2.5% a
year. 2.5.
Is what last email that I had gotten read.
And they're going to tie it to the construction price index, not the big CPI, but the one that has to do with construction, and cap it at 2.5%. So we'll see. I really think it's going to happen, whether it's going to be a dime, 15 cents, 20 cents. Mm-hmm. And the talk has been to put it back through the formula, which is what we've always said is the only fair and equitable way to distribute the money is put it in a formula. Don't do a big bonding package and pick projects, because we're not going to win in that. Downstate's going to lose big time if we start picking projects based on their need and capacity and everything else that Chicago has that we don't have.
Do we have any lobbyists working on that?
Ours is over there.
For IACE
and Township is, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we went over to the TFIC day, at least I did. There were a lot of people over there for that, Transportation for Illinois Coalition. Seemed to be a lot of positive talk going on with that. I know UCCI has been doing stuff. I see stuff from the Illinois Society of Professional Engineers, APWA. So yeah, everybody's working on it. Last theory I heard is going to be a last second deal, which everything's last second deal at the state, right? You know, at 11:39 or 11:59 on the last night they can vote, all of a sudden it'll happen. I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine, but that's the information that we've received.
Cool.
So,
thank you.
Yep.
I'll just mention that it looked like the difference kind of had to do with the unit prices for the concrete and the structures.
Yep.
And
it's a little bit different. So when you go to pour a slab, it's different than a lot of, you got to go underneath, you got to form everything up from underneath. It's it's tough as far as having the labor to do it. I mean, the concrete's the concrete, but I think the reason we're seeing a little bit higher prices on this one is because of the labor involved in actually pouring the slab. Okay. But the next one has similar, and it's a bridge like we always build. The next bridge has got similar issues with costs. And maybe it's just the cost of doing business from last year to this year. We usually use last year's numbers when we estimate. Mm-hmm. That's the best numbers we got. And
who would be calling me from here right now?
Dave?
She knows about here.
I'll move this so we can discuss it further.
We've moved it half over.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, I'll second.
Because I'm kind of surprised labor costs have went up across the board and why this one's the structure issue is an issue. But the schools are talking about how construction costs are up and we're not getting it with everything. So yeah. I know contracts have gone up for labor costs.
Okay, good question. Yes.
So I would still recommend that we approve it. It's not going to go down if we bid it again, and there's nothing really in here to change to try to make it go down to quote unquote cheapen up the project.
It is what it is.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And the next one is a bridge on County Road 18. We just on the road between Philo and Route 45. A lot of things going on with this bid. Obviously, I was glad that Stark showed up because Deuce at $1,760,000. We wouldn't have been awarding that contract, that's for sure. But still, at $1,156,000, it's 7.5% over the engineer's estimate. And a lot of the things that we saw in the last one, the concrete is about a $37,000 adjustment, and then the steel. And I think this has got a lot to do with the tariffs, to be honest with you. The steel on this project is like their big rolled beams that they bring out and set, and as well as the just the steer shuds, shear studs, and the reinforcing bars, and the metal shell pilings. Everything that's got anything to do with steel was over our estimate, basically. So the steel was about $60,000 if you add up all the steel numbers over what we had estimated, and the concrete was about $37,000, and then there's some other stuff that comes and goes within the bid that it ends up at $81,000. But concrete and steel seem to be something that has definitely gone up since last construction season. And that's what we make bridges out of. I don't know, we can't build them out of plastic.
I'll second it.
Okay, it's open for discussion.
I wonder if steel's going to go up again.
I don't know.
Are they going to be held to this then?
What's that?
Are they going to be?
Yes.
They'll be held to this.
Hopefully, they've already got it.
Yeah, they've already ordered it. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are we getting our steel from?
It comes from Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. These rolled. Now, I don't know where the rebar comes from, but the big beams, they're getting out of Indiana, not from the Chicagoland. It's probably up near Chicago, you know, kind of there by Gary.
Oh, okay.
Where it comes from. There's still, I mean, the steel mills are still there. They're just not quite as active as they used to be.
They're going to be more active now.
Yeah, they might be.
Okay, any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
You want to oppose?
So the only other business I have is at the National Association of County Engineers meeting in Wichita back in April. I was reelected as the North Central Regional Vice President for NACE. So I represent.
Oh, congratulations.
Boy, those people must drink a lot.
Yeah. I was going to say, there must have been a lot of alcohol.
Nobody ran against me.
I was going to say, usually it's kind of hard to find somebody to fill the position.
Yep. So I'll do that for the next 2 years. And then my plan is actually after that, you can move up the chairs and go like secretary, treasurer, then president-elect, and then be the president of the association. So 2023 would be the
year.
Does
this mean that you're going to be wanting a bigger office?
No, I got a great office. And I got great staff to support me, so that's the only reason I can do this.
She needs a raise.
You see me disagreeing?
Get in line.
So that's all I have.
Budget's coming up.
Had a budget review committee meeting this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're ready for you guys. It's going to be fun. There'll be a couple presentations, too.
So we have items 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 that were all unanimous.
Okay. 8, 9, 10, 11, and 12 on the consent agenda. No chair's report. Any other business? Okay, I declare it's adjourned.
Thank you. All right.
Hey, Jeff, it was
Jenny.
Yeah.
It was Jenny.
So I guess.